it's Aurora. Thank you for joining us on our first Meet Me for Coffee podcast. This first one is with my dear friend Lorraine, and it's our first one. It was a debate whether or not to leave the laughing part in it, but we did. So anyways, thank you for joining Meet Me for Coffee podcast, as I have a coffee with a friend at a local coffee shop, having that human connection. Go ahead and grab your cup of coffee or tea and enjoy our conversation for the next 45 minutes to an hour. And I hope this encourages you to go out and reach out to your friends. All right, here we go. Hello, everyone. No one's watching.
It feels like that.
Oh man. Now I'm like totally.
What video posts feel like?
Okay, so Lorraine.
Yes.
We are gonna just chit chat about whatever. Let me look for my questions.
Okay, I have my questions.
So for all that are going to be listening to us, this is Aurora, and I am just encourage everyone to meet a friend for coffee and just chit-chat. And today I am hanging out with my friend Lorraine, and Lorraine is, we know each other from church.
Yep.
She married my friend's son's, my friend's son, who also happens... His name is Luke, who also happens to be my husband's friend. So,
yes.
Anyways, Lorraine is new to the Schrader family.
I am.
About a year?
2 years.
2 years? I feel like you've been like...
2.5 years a Schrader.
No way.
Yes.
No, seriously, I thought you just got married last year.
No, 2014.
Whoa.
January 2014.
I'm so sorry. And
well, we weren't hungry for a year.
Okay.
So we were gone. So it kind of felt like we weren't... married.
Yeah.
Because we weren't here, but then when we came back, so I've been back a year and a half.
Okay. Yes. So I would, like, stalk her at church, everyone. Like, she would sit with my friend Marianne, and I'm like, I need to get to know that Lorraine girl. She seems pretty cool. And poor thing, she doesn't know anyone.
No friends.
She just hung out with Marianne, who's great. And Sarah, but she left.
She did leave.
And Alicia, she went MIA.
Yep.
Alicia, where are you?
We want to find
you. Alicia, you need to come and have coffee with me.
Yes. Me
with
too.
Little Amelia, and I'll bring Henry with me.
Yeah, there you go.
While we have a conversation. No, I totally miss her. I haven't seen her in forever.
I know. She looks like right around the corner.
I know, and one time I saw her, weren't we at Oxbow?
Yes. Yep. Having... We see everybody at the Oxbow. It's the meeting hub of Napa.
Oh, and this place is, so we're at Molinari's on Brown Street, just in front watching people. There's a doggy in front of us.
Cute doggy.
Oh, yeah, so Lorraine, I saw her, and then I found out that she's totally into Fitbit.
Yes, that was it, wasn't
that it? That was it. That's that how it. Our friendship became friends.
Yep.
I challenged her and Marianne to a Fitbit challenge, and I thought I was going to win, but these two, Lauren, it's like, I only try to do 10,000 steps, but Lauren's like, 15.
20.
And then Marianne's like, 20,000. I'm like, oh my
25.
God.
25.
I know, what the heck?
It's like we're bidding. 25, 30, 35, 40.
And then my friend Harriet got so mad.
Because because we beat her. We crushed her.
No, but then she crushed
then
you
she
guys.
Crushed us. Next week. Oh, yeah, we were like, who's this Harriet? What does she do for a living? Walk? Does she walk for a living?
She was training for a marathon or something.
Yeah.
Or half marathon. Right. So she was like running 10 miles
and I'm, like,
a week.
At work, walking in place, you know, walking down the halls.
I would be up till like midnight. I'm all, I need to get my 10,000. Yeah. Wait, I can do one more thousand.
Gotta get them.
Yeah, Fitbit.
Yep, that's how our friendship started.
And then I just said, hey, you wanna have coffee? And it was coffee.
And then here we are again.
Here we are again. Almost. We try every week.
Once a week.
At
we
least.
Can.
Every
yeah.
other week when we're not busy or sick.
Right.
What's your favorite coffee?
My favorite coffee? Well, that depends.
On what?
On if I'm dieting. You mean like favorite coffee, like doesn't matter, I just want to drink it right now, whatever kind. Probably a caramel macchiato.
From where?
Caramel macchiato, anywhere.
Are you a Starbucks person? Sorry, Starbucks.
Well, sometimes I do, but I don't like their caramel macchiatos.
Yeah. I'm not a frou-frou drinker.
Well, see, in Hungary, that was the drink. That was my drink.
Did they have Starbucks in...
No, they do. But well, we ran a coffee shop, Luke and I did. And you'd put the, you know, foamy milk, or you put a vanilla shot, actually.
Uh-huh.
With the espresso. And then you pour the vanilla shots on bottom, then you have the milk. Then uh-huh. you put the espresso on top, and then you'd put, like a caramel top on it. Really good. And you have the different layers, so it'd be layered and beautiful, and it was, oh.
Did you take pictures of it?
Yeah, but my phone got destroyed over there, and I lost everything.
And it's not on the cloud?
No.
Everyone, get a cloud. Yes. I just, yesterday I was listening to the podcast about, or the other day, I forgot who it is. I think it was, like, Finding Your Tribe. I can't remember. I'm
your
sorry.
Tribe?
The I forgot which podcast it was, like Finding Your Tribe.
Really?
But she was talking about putting everything on the cloud.
Oh.
And I did.
I know. You did?
She promoted, like, you should do Dropbox, and I was going to do Dropbox, and then my husband, the all techie, said, oh, Google uh-huh. Drive is better, so I got Google Drive.
Oh,
Google
smart.
Drive cloud. It was so nice to, like, dump everything from my computer into the cloud and not
yeah.
have to worry about anything.
Oh, I know, because I do worry. Well, now I don't. I put everything on.
Are you looking for your picture?
I was going to see if I had a coffee when. This was back when we were in, like, this is Metz, France.
I like France.
Because I feel like Luke uploaded photos of the coffee we
oh,
made
sometimes. Such good pictures. Did
and
Luke
took
take
great
those?
Ones. Yeah. He has them on his Facebook.
Why isn't your husband a photographer? He's so good at it.
I don't know. That was the run we did. Woo!
Is that way up? Where
That's
you are
my
looking?
Sister.
Oh, is she the youngest one?
No. She's one of the younger ones, though. Okay, I can't find it.
Sorry.
Apparently, there's no. Oh, that's a Luke Pac-Man latte art.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Waka waka.
Yeah, he used to. We had fun. Yeah, I can't find.
Oh my goodness, what great
beautiful
photos.
Lattes that I would make. They were beautiful, I promise. They were beautiful.
You would make them?
Yeah, oh yeah. I worked in the coffee shop.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. It was so
in
fun.
Hungary?
Mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved it. Yeah.
On campus or off campus?
On campus. Oh, that's now to wedding photos. Yep. So I guess I don't have my beautiful latte yet.
So 2 years. Oh, we still need to figure out your style shoot.
My what? Oh, yes.
When should we do that?
I don't know. But the weather's kind of yucky right now.
I know.
Does it clear up soon?
I don't know. I have to look at the... Let me check out.
I need a Pinterest board.
Oh, you know what? My computer's on. I have one notification. All right. Now back to our real story.
Questions.
So on this podcast, I am meeting up with my friends. And each week, we are going to be I'm having them ask 5 questions, random questions.
Mine are very random.
Random, or anything they want to know about me or life in general, as if I know all the answers, but I don't. And I am going to ask my friend 5 random questions that I've been wondering about him or her. And
in this case, a her.
In this case, it's a her. She's a her. And yeah, so we'll see how much fun we can have with this. Rochambeau, for who asked first?
Well, do you want to do, like, you ask all 5 and then I ask my 5?
Nope.
Or do you want to do 1 at a time?
We'll do 1 at a time.
Okay.
And then if we go off on a tangent, it's okay.
Okay. Okay.
You can go first.
Okay. My first question I wrote down was, Aurora, what is your favorite holiday and why is it your favorite holiday?
I think it's Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah. You know? Cause,
is it because of all the food?
Because it was food. Well, I think it's because when I was growing up, Thanksgiving was more exciting. We had all our family come, like extension, extended family. And yeah, we would just eat and karaoke and play and watch football and karaoke. Well, I didn't karaoke, even though I RSVP'd to my friend Sakon's birthday party or birthday celebration, like at the end of the month, and it's like karaoke down at the Trancas Steakhouse.
See, I feel like I'd have to have some drinks in me to do.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll have to have a couple.
I don't think I could just
and I may have to Uber home because there's no way. I am not the best singer. Like, I can sing and worship in church if just know it's just me and the Lord.
But the microphone right in front of my face, yeah.
No.
That sounds like fun, though, with family. I could do karaoke with family.
Yeah, and they totally get into it. Like, like my dad always sings some, like, I don't know, what song? Oh, one of them always sings, like, Whitney Houston's Greatest Love. And they all, like, go crazy.
Wow.
And then, yeah, that was a fun tradition. And then all through growing up and then through college, I was, like, out of all the holidays, I'd like to go home. That was it. I didn't mind not going home for Christmas.
Right, if you had Thanksgiving.
If I went home for Thanksgiving. But I hated traveling for Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know. It's brutal.
College, that's... I think that's when I realized, like, real college. Like, my first time going home for Thanksgiving. Like, what are all these people at the airport doing? And why are they all going home when I am?
Yeah.
It's the worst travel time in the world. I avoid it. But now it's like, I still like Thanksgiving. We still get together. It used to be at my mom's house.
Oh, okay.
But my mom, sorry, mom got lazy about cooking.
Well, I mean, you do it for so many years.
Yeah.
You need a break.
So she goes, it's your guys' turn. So usually we try to do it at my house. We don't karaoke at my house as often, even though we, we have a karaoke machine.
Really?
Or a microphone. Yeah, you want to come over?
Oh, yeah.
And karaoke.
Yeah, all karaoke.
Oh, we should break that it's out.
Practice.
I should tell my husband, Scott, to break it out. Listen to Pearl sing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'll do this weekend. That'll be so funny.
Do they have songs they would know on it?
I don't know. They have, like, kids songs, too. Like, seriously, there's like thousands of songs. It's a Filipino thing. They all like karaoke. I kid you not. I'm just like,
so funny. I've never done it.
Really?
No.
It's intimidating, even at home.
Yeah.
Like with a microphone, you're like.
And you're hearing yourself,
And you're trying to follow the words, bouncing, you're like. I'm totally off key. I'm going to stop right now. But
which
you just keep
why
going.
I would need probably a drink.
Or 2.
Or 2. To not feel so self-conscious.
So, yeah, it is. Like, I can't even sing in front of my family. It's so funny. What's your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday is Christmas. And it's my favorite holiday because it's my mom's favorite holiday. And so growing up, she would psych us up about it for like 2 months before. And then our entire house is completely decorated. Like, every day was planned. We'd have a day to just go see lights. We'd have a day to decorate the gingerbread house. We would make ourselves.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was just a huge deal. And it was so fun. And we keep the tree up till, like, February. So, I mean, it was just, like, that was the holiday. And so, to me, it still stayed that way.
And now, what do you guys do for Christmas?
Yeah.
Is it split?
Well, I think this year it will be. Last year, we just stayed home, and we had Christmas with the Schraders, which was fun. It was really fun.
Was everyone home? Sarah was home?
Yeah, they came home.
Noah was home?
Yeah. So it was fun.
Did you still do the gingerbread thing? Did you try to incorporate some of...
No.
Are you going to go crazy when you have children one day like that?
Yes.
Are you going to have a Pinterest board?
Of Christmas ideas? Yeah. The one thing I won't do, though, is the elf on the shelf.
I don't get it.
It creeps me out. It scares me.
I don't know when that elf on the shelf came on.
But I've seen mom's Pinterest boards on Facebook of just all these elf on the shelf ideas, and it's scary. I'm not going to do that.
Well, I don't get it at all. Like, Target one day decided to introduce this elf, right? Was it in Target?
I don't know.
I don't know either, because all of a sudden, in the
They're
past
everywhere.
5 years,
it's creepy.
Been
it's
crazy.
And they make him, like, do stuff and pose him, and it's weird.
And they could either, he can either be nice or...
You're mischievous.
Yeah, and then,
I don't like
And him. God loves our Christian sisters and all, but they all go Christian-y on it, too. I don't understand. I'm all, people, he's just odd.
It's creepy. It's
My
creepy.
Own opinion, you guys are... All that does do it are perfectly fine, but I can't do it in my house. It's already so hard to, like...
Well, clowns scare me, and it's almost... He's kind of almost like an elfy clown. And so it just can't. It just can't.
So, Henry, he's qualifying for a speech, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For here in a camp. So here in Napa, they provide kids, like... free speech and language, right?
Oh.
So his preschool teacher recognized that he has, like, a speech, not problem, but, like, he drops his H's and he switches a couple letters, which I think is...
It's cute.
Like, I think it's cute, but I'm like, I do get annoyed because I'm like, oh, just pronounce it right, but... I think I'm around it all the time that I just interpret it. So yesterday was our second time going in for, like, a real assessment of, like, yes, you qualify, no, you don't qualify. So yesterday, there was, like, these, so she would flip pictures, and she would ask him, like, what is this? What is that? What color is this? What is that? And he would, like, answer, like, house, tree, green. Blah, 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 you know, and I'm like, but then there's a picture of a clown. So this is the point of the story. So there's a picture of a clown, and she goes, what is this? A clown? And she goes, oh, yeah. Do you like clowns? No. I don't like clowns.
Me either.
I'm all, Mama, do I like clowns? I'm like, I don't like clowns. I don't like clowns either. I'm like... Sorry, clown people. Sorry, clowns. You can blame it on who was that?
They scare me.
Poltergeist had that clown. I think ever since I watched Poltergeist, I can't stand clowns.
Oh, they're in everything. They're scary. They're really scary.
I don't get it. Okay. Ready for my question?
Oh, okay.
Here. Favorite ice cream? Ever.
Between two.
Which ones?
I'm gonna have to go with Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia.
Really?
Yep. Yep, because it's
like
got the dark chocolate chunks and the cherries. So I feel like it's healthy. And I feel like I'm gonna eat more of it. Because
all the antioxidants from
just a little bit of the cream. No, but really, I just love sitting down and I could dig into that all day.
All day?
All day. Cherry Garcia. Yep.
I don't...
I could eat some right now.
That's so funny. You know, did you see Ben and Jerry's reopened? Have you gone there yet?
No.
On Main Street.
Oh, reopened. Oh, no, no, I've been there.
Yeah. Did you go for the free ice cream day?
No.
There was. You missed it out. I posted all over Facebook. Free ice cream day.
Were we friends on Facebook then?
Yes.
Maybe not.
Yes.
Maybe not. Because I feel like I would have seen that. And I would have been there.
Oh, maybe we weren't official Facebook friends yet. We were just Fitbit friends.
Yeah.
Because it was in April.
Reopened in April?
No, it reopened a while ago, like...
Oh, right, because I've been
in
there.
In February.
And then they just did a free ice cream day?
Every year they do their free ice cream day.
Oh, I
thank you,
it.
Customers, for loving us so much here.
Oh,
free ice cream.
Gosh.
Anything you give money is donated to a local
community.
No way. Yeah.
Oh, I missed it.
Got my coffee. Ice cream.
Oh, so is that your favorite flavor?
My favorite flavor is...
Is it Ben & Jerry's coffee?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not, sorry, Ben.
You Haagen-Dazs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if we're going to be specific, the Haagen-Dazs ice cream, not American Haagen-Dazs, the European Haagen-Dazs.
Oh.
Like when you go to Europe,
yeah,
and you go
the,
to their Haagen-Dazs
the
shop. And you... I remember, I think I was in France with my best friend at the time, and we went and had...
Well, European, just ice cream in general, is better than anything.
Yeah, because it's real fat. I mean, cream.
Yep. And then, Joe, it's real fat, people. Real fat.
They don't dilute
it's
it with,
fat,
like,
right.
preservatives and...
I know.
Don't.
And the gelato stands.
Oh, yeah, in Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember going up and down the street, and you'd get one from here, you know, and then go to the next one. You know, it'd just be like every one, and I didn't feel embarrassed because it was a different guy at each one.
Yeah. My friend and I, we had traveled after college all through Europe for 2 months and stuff, you know. I mean, granted, we were, like, post-college students with no money. But I think we both lost weight, which was surprising. I mean, because we walk around, but we ate a lot of bread, cheese, and ice cream. And then when I say ice cream, I mean, like, we ate ice cream, like, at every meal almost.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
in Italy, it's like
gelato.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm like,
and it's
okay.
there, and you're not going to be there again?
Afternoon
God
siesta.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have ice cream again. Oh, look, there's a gelato shop right there. Why not? And yeah, I think I lost like 10 pounds, which
wow.
was like.
It's like,
because you know, you walk everywhere, but then you just feed yourself ice cream, wine, coffee, and tea. I think that's what I lived on. And one time we went from Prague out to Paris, you know, like overnighter. And I had stocked up on, like, a jar of Nutella.
Oh.
And then, like, a bag of pretzel sticks. That's what I would eat.
Pretzels, yes.
It was so good.
So yummy.
And then I didn't eat Nutella for a long time.
Well, I know. You kind of get a little bit like, okay, that's enough. That's enough of that.
And then when we came here back to San Diego, no one knew what... Nutella was. Wasn't that weird? And now everyone knows what Nutella is.
Now everybody's obsessed
yeah.
with it.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
I think so. Okay, you ready for my question?
Yes.
Right? You asked a question?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, what did you always want to be when you grew up?
Doctor.
You want to be a doctor?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was grooming to be a doctor. Although, I wanted to be a doctor because my Uncle Steve was a doctor in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
And he was so nice, and he totally was doing it for the Lord, you know?
Yeah.
And then I decided, like, I want to be a missionary doctor. So, like, when I realized that's what I wanted to do, that's what I was striving to do all through high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, I would volunteer, and I would, like, try to do, get good grades, and I wasn't a 4.0 student.
It's hard.
And then, although, I don't know, high school students now get 5.0s. What is that about?
Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah, they can get over 4.0. Isn't that an odd concept because they take, like...
What, like extra...
AP and college courses?
Extra AP classes?
I don't know. I just took college prep classes, and
so, that's like... But see, that doesn't make sense. That's like getting, like, oh, I got 120 on my test. You're like,
You can only get 100.
100 is the best score.
I don't get it either.
I don't think it's fair.
I'm going to have to...
Well, it's extra credit, I'm sure.
I don't know.
But then the people who get the entire freaking test right and then all the extra credit questions are like, I got 120.
I don't know. I don't know. But these kids, some kids graduate like a 4.12, 4.5. I'm like, how is that possible?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to ask one of these high school kids.
Yeah, because I don't quite understand that.
I don't either.
It doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, so I wanted to be a doctor, and I got, I applied to all these schools.
Wow.
To get in. I knew I couldn't get into, like, crazy places like Harvard or or Stanford. One, because they were pricey, and two, my parents wouldn't pay that, and three, I think
really
I was...
really hard to get into.
Yeah, it's really hard to get into. But I got into a few colleges, and then my friend Heather's like, I only got into San Diego State. You want to go with me? And then I got and I already had my acceptance letter to San Diego State. I'm like, let me check them out. I'm like, okay. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I went to San Diego State with her and did a bio degree. And can I tell you, if someone told me that I didn't have to have a bio degree to go to med school, I probably would have gone to med school.
Really?
Yeah. Biology is stinking hard.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was after my second time of taking organic chem that I decided that I...
This is for me.
I'm like, I didn't know if I'm going to survive in med school.
Yeah.
And stuff. But, yeah, so I... And then I didn't know what to do with my life after. I'm like, what am I going to do with my life? I have a minor in psychology. Let me make it into a major.
Really?
Yeah, so I got a second degree.
You have a major in psychology?
I have a major. I got my degree. I have a bio degree and a psych degree. Because I didn't want to graduate from college. Sorry, everyone, but that's the real reason.
You don't always know what you want to do.
And then when I graduated from college, I still didn't know what I wanted to do. Yeah.
Wow.
But I'm not a doctor.
But you're not a doctor.
I am not a doctor.
Well?
I was in research for eons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got into clinical research and the clinical trials for a long time. I'm like, I get paid better than interns.
It's true.
I get paid better than residents.
Also true.
I don't need to go to college. I just have to, or med school. But yeah.
It's a lot of years and a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
And that's like, you have to know that you know that you know that you absolutely want to do that, to go through all of that.
So my friend Heather, you know, I love you, Heather, Engelhart. My friend Heather, the one who said, I only got into San Diego State. She's a doctor.
No way.
I'm so proud of her, yeah.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, she worked really hard. Well, our first semester, sorry, Heather. But our first semester, she almost failed out. She played a lot. And her dad got mad.
Oh, gosh, well, yeah. Yeah. You're paying for college.
But yeah, she worked really hard for the next, like, 4 to 5 years. She went and got her master's in public health to raise those grades up. Because, you know, when you don't do well, it's hard to...
Yep, I know. Yeah, we're dealing with that with Luke right now.
It's hard to, like, pick it up over a 3.
Right.
Like, I'm really surprised that I think I graduated with a 3.3.
Oh, okay.
In college, which...
Yeah.
I think... It's all right, but it was like those first couple semesters.
Well, 3 is kind of average, right?
I think.
Isn't 3 the average? 4.0 is the average.
2 is an average. C.
Oh, 2 is? Is it C?
Gotta be.
Oh, is 2 the C?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think I did all right.
Yeah, about average.
But you know what brought me down? Organic chem. I hate organic chem. And my microbiology professor. She was so... I have never called someone a B-word to their face until I met her.
Really?
Yeah, I was...
Oh, God.
I was so angry.
And it's like, why would that type of person be a teacher?
Well, it was her first year...
But still.
Teaching.
But still, you shouldn't be a teacher.
And this class was like... A 5-point class, I think, right? Or three points are lab, 2 points are lecture. Or is it, yeah, I right. can't even yeah. remember. Yeah, something yeah, yeah. like that.
That sounds right.
So labs, I always do great. A's and B's all the way, right? Totally pass all the bio lab, microbio, because I love microbio, like
right.
doing the actual labs, but the tests were horrible. Like, I got a C, a D, a C.
Wow.
And a C minus. I think those were my finals. My final each exam. And she gave me a D in class. But my micro was an A.
Oh, wow.
And she goes, you did horrible in your lecture, so you deserve a D. I'm like, but I got an A in the lab. It should, like, raise it up to a C, right? And she goes, no. And I was so angry. Dear Jesus, please forgive me. I call her, you are a stinking BB. I was, like, so mad. I'm like, you're the worst professor ever. And I had a few bad professors.
Wow.
And then you know what she did the following semester? She did it, like, the correct way where your lab
no
needs
way.
To be weighed in. And so I had to retake the lecture part. And the lecture part, I totally, when I had to redo the lecture part because I couldn't have a D, you
right.
know?
Right, right.
I got a B.
Oh, really?
On my lecture because I had a different professor.
Wow.
But, yeah.
I know. It's like I'm capable of learning the information, just not from you.
But I couldn't believe it. I could have passed.
Luke's had a couple of those teachers at the JC.
I don't
where it's
get
just
it.
Like, you know, some of them he feels like are really trying to help him. And it's
yeah.
like, hey, call me in, or email me anytime, and
yeah.
I'll help you with your homework. I'll help you understand things. And then another one that's just like... Oh, yeah, I could see you had all the information. You understood everything, but you put it down wrong. So you failed. And it's just like, are you kidding me? Or it looks like you were dyslexic right here and you put the, you know, wrong. So you failed. And it's just like, oh, my gosh. It's
so
like, yeah,
wrong.
It looks like you know all the information.
Right.
And it's like, oh, that doesn't help me. You just told me I got a bad grade.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
Well, it changed a lot over time, but the original was a veterinarian.
That's what Pearl wants to be.
Really?
Yeah. Why veterinarian?
Because I loved animals. I still love animals. But I loved animals and thought, that's an animal doctor? I want to be that.
That's totally what Pearl wants to do.
Yeah. And then, I don't know, it just kind of changed. And then I realized, oh, well... You kind of have to deal with the sick animals all the time, most of the time. And that was kind of sad for me. And so it was like, well, okay, maybe that's not what I want to do.
And then what did you want to do? Because what do you do now?
Then I want to do culinary school.
Oh, yeah.
Or personal training. Those are my
Which,
two.
Why personal trainer?
Why personal training? Well, so Luke and I sat down one day after we were married and we moved back here, and it was kind of like, okay. And he was like, okay, you have these two things that you really want to do. So we will figure out and work out a way for you to go to school or do either one, you know, because I want you to be able to have something, you know. And so I'm like, okay. So he's like, so you just have to choose. Okay. And I really just looked at it as I love food and I love working out. If I go towards the food career, I'm going to be fat. And if I move toward personal training, then I'll be pressured into staying fit. So that's how I really chose. It was like, well, and I knew a chef who I loved, but she, you know, you think of glamorous, like maybe if I was going to go to culinary school, I would have done like pastry chef or something
yeah.
like that, but actual cooks and stuff, it's gross back there.
Yeah.
It's hot. it's, you know, they're chopping things, their hands are all burnt and cut up, and like, it was, and there's a lot of pressure, and you smell like food all the time, and it's just like, you know, it's not as glamorous as,
you know, the Food Network and Bravo's and Top all, Chef.
Yeah, yeah.
They make it seem so like, they oh, do. That is the best job ever. Yeah, I've gotten to know a few chefs, and they're like,
it's rough.
It's a tough job.
It is.
And it's tough to get into.
And it doesn't pay very well.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. And so it was kind of like, I love health and fitness. In high school, I wrote papers on the benefits of strength training versus, yeah. I mean, so it's just, that was kind of my, I was very interested in it. So I kind of just went for that. And I love to help people.
Yeah.
And I hate the job I'm stuck in right now because I haven't moved to personal training yet. Because I just feel like I'm ripping people off all day, you know?
Yeah.
It's like working at Disneyland or something. I'm just like, oh, yeah, $50 for that, you know,
yeah.
stuffed animal over there. I mean, it's just like...
Yeah, not fun.
It's not. And I like to help people, so...
Did you know there was... Oh, I should have forwarded you. There was a... The farmer's market was looking for, like, a part-time person, but you need a full-time
really?
Job.
Yeah. I really need to find... If I'm going to move, I probably... Yeah, I need to find a full-time... Unless it's in personal training part-time, and then I'll do something else, you know, on the side.
Wait, are you guys still moving? Not for another year or two, right?
Where? To Sonoma area?
Yeah. Can we make it sound like you're going across
the world? Yeah, I know. I'm like, wait, where? Wait,
don't go.
You mean right there?
Don't go anywhere.
Probably. When he goes to Sonoma State, we'll probably move. I mean, unless, like, he'll do the commute if everything is here and we have a cheaper apartment here.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it'll be less in Sonoma.
I guess.
It depends.
It's all expensive.
I guess it depends if you live closer to the campus. I always feel like the closer you live to campus, the less.
Oh, the less?
Because, you know, they're not the best.
Yeah, that's true.
I always find they're not the best, and I don't know. That's weird.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that was my question. Why personal trainer?
Oh, because, you know, I like to help people. I love fitness, and I wanted to learn it for myself. Like, yeah. I wanted to know all that there is to know about, you know, fitness training. And I was like, well, then I can turn and help other people. Because I already was before I even learned anything. I had people
tell
me.
Where did you get your certification?
Through ACE, the American Council on Exercise.
Is it online or do you go somewhere?
It was online. They sent me huge books.
Yeah.
Huge books and flashcards and quizzes and stuff to do. And then I had to go... San Francisco and take their exam, their proctored exam, which I was super nervous and thought it was
someone
scary.
Someone just got in trouble. Did you see that?
No, to the
blue lights.
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I hate that feeling. I'm crying already.
So, sorry, I'm always tangenting. My friend Jen, Mimi. You know Jen?
Yeah.
She tells the best stories, right? She was telling the story about Haley, how she got pulled over by the CHP on her way home. And Haley had, like, swerved out of her way because there was, like, a baby bunny on the road. So I guess the cops stopped her and...
Thought she was drunk driving or
something? No, like, I know you're on the phone and blah, 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 you know? And then Haley's like... What are you talking about?
I wasn't
on the phone. Do you mean back
Look
there?
Look at the road, yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And she goes, I was trying to move away from a bunny rabbit. A baby bunny.
Why would you give me a ticket for not
And then the cop's like, okay, go ahead.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, I'll use that one. There was a baby bunny.
I know. Man, she must have really good eyes, because sometimes I barely miss those
I killed
squirrels.
A squirrel once.
Did you scream? I did.
I cried. I was like, it's still alive, and it's dead, and I went to church, and I was crying, and my dad's like, what's wrong? I killed a squirrel. He was like, well, it's okay. It got in front of your car, but I didn't see it.
Well,
and we felt the boom, boom.
That's what happened, like, when I did it, too. I was with the kids in the back, and I'm driving, and I saw it running across my... Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Get out of the way. Oh, my goodness. And I went, boom, boom. I'm like, what?
I started screaming.
Yeah. It's so sad. You just killed an animal with your huge moving vehicle.
I was screaming, and Pearl's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I just killed a squirrel. I'm so sorry. It went in my way. Like, I was like, I literally, like, scream.
Well, you always think they're going to be smart enough or fast enough or they'll make it out, but they don't always.
I don't like the sound of it. So now I, like, freak out every time I see a squirrel. I'm like, oh, I don't want to hit you. Oh, it'll be so bad. So bad. Next
question. Okay. My next question. Oh, wait. No, it's your turn.
I asked
you did ask yours. That's right. Okay.
Tricked you.
My next one is, what is your favorite jelly bean flavor?
I don't like jelly beans.
Okay. So that's your answer. You don't like them at all?
Nope, zero, yuck, yuck.
Have you ever been to the Jelly Belly Factory?
Yes, several times.
And you didn't try any of them?
Nope. Oh. Funny enough, my whole family loves them. I know. Do you have a jelly bean?
I do have a favorite.
Which one?
Tutti Frutti.
And do you mix those around?
No.
Yeah, I don't like the taste. I think it's waxy and it's full of sugar.
It's true.
Yeah, but it is fascinating how to make it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been there?
I haven't.
Oh, you'll have to come with us on a little field trip.
But I know, I mean, the centers are like little...
ball of sugar.
Yeah.
No, I don't like the smell of it. I don't like... I don't know.
That's funny.
And I think it's because I'm a purist. I don't like mixed fruits. Oh. I don't like... like, I love pure, like, real strawberries, but I don't like strawberry-flavored things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't
strawberry
usually like the...
ice cream. Uh-huh. Or any form of fruit. Like, your cherry Garcia, I can eat that.
Really?
I can eat a cherry.
But not mixed in with things.
Yeah. Blueberries, okay. Yeah.
Do you not like nuts and things either?
I can eat nuts and things. Okay. Like Snickers.
Yeah. Let's be honest.
Jamocha almond fudge.
Almond fudge?
Jamocha almond fudge, you know, from Baskin Robbins. There's the swirl of fudge and coffee ice cream with almonds in it. It's pretty tasty.
Really yummy.
When I was growing up, we used to eat coffee ice cream with a handful of Rice Krispie treats on it. Or not Rice Krispie, chocolate Rice Krispies. Have you ever had that?
No.
It's good.
Oh, wow.
I always thought it was a weird Filipino thing. But I ate it. Because then sometimes my mom would put, like, cornflakes on. And that was good, too. Like, plain cornflakes, not...
the flavored frosted kind.
Not, like, Tony the Tiger.
Right.
Yeah. That would be too much sugar. Mm-hmm. Oh, I should have some of that.
I like plain cornflakes. They're good.
On cereal. It's just like eating cereal, except it's ice cream. It's all milk-based.
Yeah, I would do it.
Maybe we should have that.
I would do that. I like cornflakes. They're good.
I can't get There's rid of my
it's
ear.
It's still doing it? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I need to call a doctor.
Yeah, you do. You're going to put on steroids.
Yeah. Ready for your question. Are you celiac?
Wait, I just did one. Oh, am I ready? Am I celiac? Yes. I am not celiac. I have celiac.
Yeah.
It does not define me.
It is you. It's who you are.
Yeah, I was diagnosed when I was 13.
13, so you didn't know before that.
No.
And didn't you say someone else was diagnosed and then they diagnosed you?
Yeah, I have three younger sisters and only three of us have it. So the youngest does not have it.
But you were not the first to get diagnosed?
No. It was my sister Hannah who is the second youngest.
And how did they figure it was? Because she was throwing
up? Symptoms. Well, no, she would... we always thought she was dramatic. She would eat something and she'd be rolling on the ground going,
"Oh,
my tummy." And we'd be like, "Nana's crying again." And it was her tummy. And I guess for years my parents had been taking her to the doctor and couldn't figure out what it was. And then one was like, "I'm going to test for gluten problem." And sure enough, she had it. And so I remember we had this special stuff for her. It was like, "Oh, Hannah's special stuff."
Yeah.
And then the doctor was like, "Well, it usually runs in the family. So we're going to test all of you." And that's when they told me that I had it.
So, but it didn't affect you.
I didn't feel it. It was still affecting me.
It was.
Yeah.
How?
in your intestines, there's the villi that look like sea anemones, and they absorb all the nutrients. And when you eat gluten and it passes through there, they attack themselves. And so it's like this big bloody mess.
So you were a bloody mess inside.
Yeah, they get all blunted, and then you're not absorbing nutrients anymore. And
so you weren't getting any. Oh, that seems so sad.
Yeah, it was. Well, I didn't feel it, though. So the transition wasn't like, oh, I feel so much better now. It's kind of like, oh, this sucks, but I have to do it. So ever since then, no gluten.
And do you have to get tested for anything?
No gluten.
Do you have to get tested for things every year or no?
No. No, I just have to stick to that diet. And it's basically just so you don't get malnourished, but it could also give you cancer because, you know, it's an autoimmune disorder and it's messing up your intestines. And it can apparently make you infertile.
Yes, I've heard that.
So it was like, well, you know, not worth it. I'm just not going to eat it. Not going to eat
it. Do you ever, like, fall off the wagon?
I cheated. Once in France.
How can you not?
With a, what was it, a croissant. Uh-huh. And it just looked so good. And I was like, well, honey, I'm just going to be in France once. I actually threw it all up. It was the first time I've ever thrown up because of it.
Oh.
But when you cut something out of your diet for so long, you're like, my stomach quit producing the proteins and enzymes to break down the wheat. So it just was kind of like, nope. And threw it back up. Yep. So I don't really cheat anymore because that's not very fun.
And those Frenchies make the best croissants. I'm not a huge croissant fan, but if I'm like...
Oh, the flaky and warm
and
the
buttery.
Oh.
I think I stopped eating it so much because it was always so buttery and my fingers were like...
Like the Pillsbury croissants? Oh my gosh. If I could eat one of those again, I would.
No, I can't. Oh, my... The kids really love it.
Dinner rolls. And they're flaky and buttery and party in my mouth.
There is this bakery in Portland that had, well, okay, because I was watching Little People Big World. And they had gone to this bakery and it looked so good. So when I was in Portland one time, they happened to have a little bakery, the same bakery, but elsewhere, you know, a store, different storefront. I tried, those were the best chocolate croissants ever.
Chocolate? I never had a chocolate.
Oh, it's so good. There's like a strip of like delicious chocolate rolled up into this like buttery, flaky yumminess.
Wow. Yes, please.
With coffee. Even like black coffee. I don't need a mocha. I just need straight coffee. And
I've become a black coffee drinker.
When did you become a black coffee drinker?
I became a black coffee drinker during Whole30.
Oh, because you and Marianne were doing that.
Mm-hmm. It was no milk, no sugar.
I should try a Whole30. Maybe I'll try it in June.
It's hard.
It is, right?
But, I mean, this is the one thing I came away with, was I can drink black coffee without milk or sugar. Because, I mean, if you add up the calories with how many drinks I was drinking, it was, like, insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that.
I'd
rather have more food.
So, during college, I used to draw blood.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was, like, the best money, you know? I worked at the Student Health Services at San Diego State, got my certification for phlebotomy, and then they helped me get a job at the local hospital, and I worked there for like 5 years.
Oh my goodness.
So the last like 2 or 3 years of college and for another couple years after, I worked there, and I swear, if I could like make a gazillion dollars drawing blood, I would totally do it. Like, I'm like, oh, this is what I could do for the rest of my life, because I was, one, good at it, you know, and two, it was fun. I had a whole bunch of, like, fun people that I work with, but then I found out you can't make money. I mean, you can make money, but I don't know how, unless I married, like, a gazillionaire, there was no way I was going to survive.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do this. But it's a great job. I loved it for college. Oh, I loved it. I shouldn't talk about it. It's a great job, everyone. But I had my young self was more ambitious than I am now, and I wasn't very wise with my money, so I probably could have survived. Uh-huh. Anyway, so point of the story is that I would have the morning shift.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, sometimes I would have, like, 4:30 to 1 shift, or the 5 to 2 shift, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we were the people who would go in the morning and say, I need to draw your blood, wake them up at 5 in the morning, and so. And then I was working with a couple guys, and we would go and have our coffee break in the morning after our first rounds. And I used to, like, put sugar and milk in my coffee, and I'm like, don't put that in. That's not the straight stuff. So I've been drinking black coffee since, like, I was 22.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm 43, so it's 21 years of just black coffee.
At first, you know?
Yeah.
At first it's like, oh, God, this is awful. And then it's kind of like, oh, it's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
I could do this. And now it's sugary and stuff. Unless it's like a mixed drink. If it's just milk and sugar, I won't drink it.
Yeah. And you know, I drank hospital coffee. So I'm like, oh, this is really fine. But then I started drinking real coffee. I'm like, oh, this is really good. And then when I would go home to my parents, I remember that first few times I went home and I would just, they would say, do you want some coffee? I'm like, yeah. And they would put like all their milk and sugar in theirs. And I would just like take mine. They're all like, ew, black. I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
It's tasty.
Sometimes if I'm going to splurge, I'll do like a flavored creamer.
I can't do that either.
Oh, really?
No.
Sometimes I will. But I don't buy it. But it's like when I go to my parents' house, they have all the different. Yeah. So sometimes I'll be like, okay. My mom's like, it's good. Like a hazelnut.
Wait, aren't you dairy intolerant too?
No.
You just choose not to eat dairy?
I choose to, most of the time if I have a choice, I will choose a non-dairy alternative just because of cholesterol. I have high cholesterol.
You too?
Yeah, and it's not, well, it's managed right now, but they examined, like, my lifestyle, my diet, I, you know, gave everything, and I was like, oh, well, this isn't really necessarily, like, something you're eating or not working out enough. Or,
right.
So, well, both my parents have high cholesterol, so like, oh, it's probably genetic. So when I have the choice, I choose not non-dairy just because of how much cholesterol is in dairy.
I just think this is my only dairy. Not funny. Mochas. So, black coffee. Do you drink tea?
No. I don't. Oh, is your friend here already? It's 10:30.
I know. Look at our time. Went by quickly. I can't believe how much we laughed. Okay, everyone. So we didn't get through all our 5 questions.
No, I got through 3.
What were your
other ones? My other ones were, if you're an animal. Because I love what animals they think they are.
Panda.
You'd be a panda?
Yes, what would you be?
Oh, I would be a dog.
Dog?
Like a poodle dog.
Now you know I'm going to look at you and think you're a poodle.
Oh, I think it all the time. When my hair is super curly, I'm totally a poodle. Or when it's down and straight, it's like a spaniel, the ears.
And I only say panda because I love panda bears. They're so cute.
They are cute.
And really, when I'm at the zoo, San Diego Zoo, I always am like, what is the big deal with these pandas? A long line, but I'm like the first. If there's no line, I'm like, let's go look at them.
I know, they are. They're so cute.
They're so cute.
They're like all cute.
And then they have the best life. They just eat and sleep.
You know Luke's obsessed with pandas.
Who?
Lucas. He has a panda tattoo.
Oh, my goodness.
He loves them.
No, it's so funny. You guys should go to the San Diego Zoo. They have the cutest pandas down there.
We should go.
And what was your last
one? And then my last one was, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live?
San Diego.
Really?
Yep. Sorry. I was telling, that's so funny, last night we were just chatting in our life group, and one of the, I don't know what, why we're chatting about this while we're drinking coffee and hanging out.
Uh-huh.
Something like, we were talking about what happens if our spouses die.
What you would do?
Yeah, well,
yeah, I would stay here.
And then, like, everyone's like, I would do this. I'm like, I would live in San Diego. Sorry, I would. Or Hawaii, but probably San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the most perfect place. Yeah. I could live, like, in Point Loma, in San Diego. Have you been there?
No.
Oh my goodness, we need to go. Yeah. Like, I can live there, and I literally would not have to leave within like 4 or 5 miles. I can
really?
Just live there. Yeah, there's a Target there. There's a Sprouts. There's good churches.
There you go.
There's good schools. Like, I really don't need to leave. And the ocean's right there.
Oh, I know. The ocean's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
It's really hard to not be next to it here.
I know.
Vineyards are nice. They're beautiful, but give me the beach any day.
No. When we had moved up here, I was like, Laura, you'll still live near the beach. I would give them, like, the stink eye. I'm like, are you kidding? Like, it's an hour away, everyone.
It's far.
My ocean right now is, like, a 10-minute walk.
And it's not that good.
You have to bundle up.
Yeah. I mean, it's rocky.
Well, you can go down to Stinson on a really nice day, but that's half the world is there.
Like, propose. Stinson. On a rock. In the cold.
Ball bundled.
I'm like, oh, this isn't a beach. What is this?
But she said yes.
yes, I did. I did. But I just, I miss the beach. I would live in Charleston or Vero Beach.
Where's that?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the
that's
beach
near
port
beach.
Town.
Yeah. It is a beach? Mm-hmm. I've never been there.
Oh, and it's southern. It's all the historic, like, carriages going down the main, you know, strips.
And is it still, like, cobblestone in some areas? Well, sweet.
And the huge gnarled trees.
We need to go. I need to go. Hun.
Add it to the list of places to
go. I know.
That's where I would live if I could.
Yeah, oh, I miss San Diego.
Maybe one day.
Yeah. You guys can come down to San Diego with us one time. Because we go all the time. At least once a year. Sometimes twice. We're going for our anniversary. So we are ending now. Thanks, Lorraine, for hanging out with me.
Oh, you're welcome.
6 weeks on Meet Me for Coffee podcast. Hope you enjoyed that conversation I just had with my friend. I sure did. And I just want you to encourage, go ahead and meet your friends for coffee or a beer or whatever. The point is, go meet your friends and just have a real conversation with them outside of your computers and social media. It's so much more fun to see them eye to eye. So follow us on Instagram at Meet Me for Coffee Podcast. Take a selfie with your friend and hashtag Meet Me for Coffee Selfie and get a chance to be featured. And also go ahead and follow us on Facebook for Meet Me for Coffee, and we will. There will be tips on how to start a conversation, some funny memes on there, and just what the latest and greatest is with Meet Me for Coffee. If you have any helpful suggestions, tips, or just want to be featured, i.e. want to sponsor me or supplement my coffee addiction, go ahead and email meetmeforcoffeepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks so much, everyone.